Beginning in January, state workers who visit a doctor will pay 10% of the bill. That amount is capped with an out-of-pocket maximum, says Sean Smith. She's a spokesman for the Wisconsin Department of Employee Trust Funds.
And that is up to a maximum per year for a single person, which will be $500 per year, or for a family, that will be $1,000 per year.
There are exceptions to the coinsurance. It won't apply to dental benefits, preventative care like routine physicals, or pharmacy benefits. The upcoming changes are prompting a lot of calls to the Department of Employee Trust Funds. Smith says they're trying to get the word out.
We unveiled two new videos on our website, and we're really encouraging our members to do two things. One is to make sure to pay special attention to the materials that is going to be coming to them in the next couple of weeks. And the second thing that we want to make sure that people are paying a lot of attention to is that we do offer a medical reimbursement account. It's called our ERA account, where people can set aside pre-tax dollars to pay for what they would anticipate their costs might be with the new 10% coinsurance requirement.
Smith says the state employee insurance changes will affect 183,000 people, current workers, their dependents, and those retired but not yet on Medicare. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.